Good morning. This is Morning Edition. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Renee Montaigne. Iraqi opposition leaders are in Washington today for talks with State and Defense Department officials about the future of Iraq. The Bush administration signaled again this week that no invasion is imminent, but the opposition leaders say they believe it will happen. They want to know how they can help and what kind of role they might play afterwards if President Saddam Hussein is overthrown. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly is covering the meeting today, and she joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about these opposition leaders. Who are they?
Well, the most prominent is Ahmed Chalabi. He's the leader of the Iraqi National Congress. It's an umbrella group that claims to represent a number of exile groups. And this is the group that the U.S. government is openly funding. But there are five other groups in Washington today. They include Kurdish groups from the north of Iraq. They include Shia Muslim groups, and the leadership of those groups is based in Iran. And there's the Iraqi National Accord. So there's six groups total. These groups in the past have not always gotten along, to put it mildly. And so the challenge now is, can they put their differences behind them? Can they convince the Bush administration that they are really capable of helping to lead some sort of transition to a democratic Iraq? And the other big question is, how much support any of them actually command in Iraq? A lot of these people, with the exception of the Kurdish groups, have been outside the country for many years. So how much support they have there, how good are their contacts anymore, it's not clear.
So what's expected to come out of the meetings today?
Well, this is a chance for the Bush administration and the opposition leaders to look each other over. This is probably the highest level, most broad-based group with which the administration has met. The meetings this afternoon are at the undersecretary level, so that's a notch down from Secretary of State Colin Powell, but it would not be a big surprise if more senior people ended up talking with them. There are reports that tomorrow the Vice President, Dick Cheney, will talk to them from a video link up from where he's spending the month of August at his home in Wyoming.
Speaking of Vice President Cheney, both he and the President have been out talking about Iraq this week, but are they toning down the rhetoric?
I think it's fair to say that perhaps they are, that both the president and vice president gave speeches in the past couple of days, stressing again no decision has been made. But there's a tiny shift some people are pointing to, perhaps a subtle signal. Both talked about listening to other views on Iraq. The president in particular promised to be deliberate, promised to be patient, said he would consult with Congress and with allies. So this is being seen as an effort from the Bush administration to reassure people, we are not about to go out and do anything rash. We will take other views into account before making a decision.
And is this in response to opposition in the rest of the world, which seems to be growing, to a U.S. invasion of Iraq?
Hard to say. It may be intended just as much for the U.S. Congress, to reassure Congress, we will consult with you before deciding what to do. But it's certainly true, as you say, that opposition is hardening. Saudi Arabia this week said the U.S. could not use its territory to launch any operations against Iraq. Jordan's King Abdullah has repeated that, in his view, an attack would have disastrous consequences. And we're hearing this from Europe, too. In particular, this week from Germany, Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder delivered quite a strong speech opposing U.S. military action in Iraq.
And Saddam Hussein is out giving speeches, not exactly conciliatory.
That's right. Saddam yesterday went on Iraqi TV and warned people that if they attacked his country, they would be digging their own graves, his words. U.S. officials dismissed it. Yesterday, the State Department called it bluster from an isolated dictator. So it does not look like this speech has changed any minds in the Bush administration.
Thanks very much. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.